AI in healthcare, it's you know, it's been a big topic for a while now, and we've seen some pretty impressive things, but there's always been this kind of this feeling that we're just scratching the surface.
Right.
You know, when you think about how much of healthcare relies on information that's not just text.
Yeah, that's a really key point. I mean, we've all heard about the amazing things that, you know, general AI models can do with language like ChatGPT, you know, generating text and understanding it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, healthcare is so much more than just text.
Right.
Think about the sheer volume of medical images that are generated every day. X-rays, MRIs, the incredibly detailed views we get from pathology slides.
And it's not just the images, right?
And no, absolutely not. You've got all sorts of complex signals like EKGs and EEGs. You've got the whole world of genomics with DNA sequences and then protein data.
And so much of that data, especially the genomic and protein stuff, it's not even publicly available, which makes it even harder for these general AI models to really learn from it.
Yes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's been a huge challenge. And that's why what we're going to dive into today is so exciting.
Yeah. So today we're talking about Microsoft's Azure AI Foundry, and specifically their Azure Machine Learning Studio catalog of multimodal healthcare foundation models.
All right.
That's a mouthful, but
it is a bit of a mouthful.
Essentially, what we're talking about here are AI models that are designed to understand and analyze not just text, but
all sorts of medical data.
All sorts of medical data, images, signals, genomics, you name it.
Yeah. And it's important to make this clear for the folks listening. You know, these models aren't meant to be like standalone diagnostic tools, right?
No, no.
They're not going to replace doctors.
Right. It's not like you upload your X-ray and it spits out a diagnosis. Think of them more as like powerful starting points.
Yeah, foundations.
Foundations for healthcare organizations to build their own tailored AI solutions. Mm-hmm. So instead of having to start from scratch.
Which is a massive undertaking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these models provide a kind of pre-built framework that developers can leverage to create and deploy AI applications much, much faster.
Right. And that's where the real power lies in that foundation.
Exactly.
So our mission today, if you will.
Okay, I like it.
Is to really understand how these new AI models are designed to work with all these different types of medical data.
Beyond text.
Beyond text, and what that means for the future of biomedical research, clinical workflows, and ultimately how we deliver care to patients.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I find so fascinating about this is the potential for these models to not just analyze different types of data in isolation, but to actually integrate them.
Right.
To understand the connections between, say, a patient's medical images, their genomic information, and their clinical records.
It's a much more holistic view.
Exactly. It's like putting together a giant jigsaw puzzle of someone's health. You know, you get a much richer picture than you would from just looking at one piece at a time.
And what's really exciting is that these models are being developed for a whole range of medical specialties. We're seeing progress in dermatology, ophthalmology, radiology, pathology.
Yeah, it's really remarkable the breadth of applications that this technology has the potential to impact.
All right, so let's get into the specifics here.
Okay.
We'll start by looking at Microsoft's own suite of multimodal healthcare foundation models.
Right.
And the first one that jumps out is MedImage Insight.
Yeah.
So tell me, what does this model actually do?
So MedImage Insight, it's fundamentally an embedding model.
Okay.
Which might sound a little bit technical, but essentially what it does is it takes a medical image, any kind of medical image, and it translates it into a set of numbers.
It's a set of numbers.
Yeah. A very informative set of numbers.
Yeah.
Kind of like a digital fingerprint that captures the essence of that image.
So it's not just like compressing the image. It's actually, it's not just compression. No, it's extracting meaningful information from the image and representing it in a way that that computers can understand and work with.
Right.
And this allows for all sorts of sophisticated image analysis, like classify images into different categories finding images that are similar to each other.
So if a researcher has a database of, let's say, brain scans, they can use MedImage Insight to find all the scans that show a particular type of abnormality.
Exactly. Or to find scans that are most similar to a new scan that they've just acquired.
That sounds incredibly powerful.
It is. It's really transforming the way we can analyze medical images.
So how would a researcher actually use these numerical fingerprints, these embeddings? What can they actually do with them?
Well, there are a couple of really interesting approaches. One is they can build what are called zero-shot classifiers.
Zero-shot classifiers.
It's a cool concept. Essentially, it means that the model has learned so much about medical images in general.
Just from being trained on a massive data set. Exactly. that it can now categorize new images it's never seen before just based on its understanding of the underlying visual features.
So it can kind of generalize its knowledge.
Exactly. The other approach is to create what are called adapters.
Adapters.
And these are essentially small, specialized add-ons that are trained on a smaller, more focused set of data for a very specific task.
So you're kind of fine-tuning it for a particular purpose.
Exactly. It's like taking the powerful general knowledge of MetaImage Insight and then honing it in for a very precise application.
So let's say you wanted to use MetaImage Insight to detect early signs of Alzheimer's disease in brain scans.
Right.
You could create an adapter that's specifically trained on scans from patients with Alzheimer's.
Exactly. And that would give you a much more sensitive and accurate detection tool.
That's amazing. So how about in a more practical setting, how could MetaImage Insight be used in like a real hospital or clinic?
Okay, well, imagine a busy emergency room.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got patients coming in with all sorts of conditions. MetaImage Insight could be used to automatically route incoming imaging scans.
Okay.
So let's say someone comes in with chest pain. They get a chest x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
The model could analyze that x-ray and determine if it shows signs of a heart attack.
And then automatically send it to a cardiologist.
Exactly. Or let's say it detects signs of pneumonia.
Route it to a pulmonologist.
Right. So it can really streamline the triage process and get patients to the right specialist faster.
And that could make a huge difference in terms of, you know, time to treatment and potentially even saving lives.
Absolutely.
Now, we talked earlier about the importance of responsible AI, especially in healthcare.
Yeah, that's crucial.
So how does MetaImage Insight incorporate those principles?
One of the key things is that it includes safeguards, like out-of-distribution detection.
Out-of-distribution or ODE detection.
Right. And what that means is the model is able to recognize when it's presented with an image that's fundamentally different from the data it was trained on. So let's say it was trained primarily on x-rays, and then it's suddenly given a CT scan.
Which is a very different type of image.
Very different. It's going to be able to say, hey, I'm not really sure about this one.
It's not going to try to make a prediction that it's not confident in.
Exactly. And that's really important because you don't want the model making inaccurate predictions that could lead to misdiagnosis or inappropriate treatment.
Right. So it's basically knowing its limits.
Yeah, knowing its limits.
And speaking of knowing its limits, MetaImage Insight also includes something called drift monitoring.
Right. And this is all about tracking the model's performance over time.
Okay.
Because, you know, the world of medicine is constantly evolving.
New diseases emerge. New imaging techniques are developed.
Exactly. So drift monitoring helps ensure that the model is keeping up with those changes and that its predictions remain accurate.
So it's like a continuous quality control check.
Exactly.
That's really reassuring to know. Cool. Okay, so moving on to the next model in Microsoft's lineup, we have CXR Report, and the name kind of gives it away here.
Yeah, it does.
We're talking about chest x-rays.
Chest x-rays, which are, as we mentioned earlier, one of the most common radiological procedures in the world.
I mean, almost everyone has had at least one chest x-ray in their life.
Probably right. It's often the first step in diagnosing a huge range of conditions. Anything from pneumonia to heart problems to lung cancer.
So what does CXR Report Gen actually do with these chest x-rays?
So this is a multimodal AI model that takes a current chest x-ray. And here's the really interesting part. It can also incorporate any prior chest x-rays that the patient might have.
Oh, wow. So we can compare them over time.
Exactly. You can see how things have changed, which can be incredibly valuable for diagnosis.
So it's not just looking at a snapshot in time.
No, it's looking at the whole picture.
That's really cool. And what's the output? What does it actually produce?
And it generates comprehensive structured reports directly from the x-rays and any other relevant patient information that it's given. And one of the key features here is that these reports highlight the specific findings that the AI has identified directly within the images themselves.
So it's not just saying, you know, there's an abnormality here. It's actually pointing it out on the image.
Exactly. It's saying, look, right here, this is what I'm seeing. This is what I think might be going on.
So it's like having an AI assistant working side by side with a radiologist.
That's a great way to put it. It's really designed to work in a human-in-the-loop workflow.
Human-in-the-loop. So the AI is providing insights, but the ultimate interpretation and diagnosis still rests with the doctor.
Absolutely. The AI is a tool. It's there to augment the doctor's expertise, not to replace it.
And I imagine this could really speed things up.
Yeah, I mean, think about how long it currently takes to get a radiology report back.
Sometimes it can be days.
Right, with CXR Report Gen, you could potentially get those reports back much faster, which means faster diagnosis, faster treatment.
And that could make a huge difference for patients.
Absolutely. And not just in terms of speed, but also potentially in terms of accuracy.
Yeah.
You know, the AI can sometimes pick up on subtle details that a human radiologist might miss.
So it's like having a second set of eyes on the image.
Exactly. A very, very intelligent set of eyes.
All right. And the last of Microsoft's first party models that we're going to talk about today is Med Image Parse.
Okay.
And this one is all about image segmentation. So tell me, what is image segmentation and why is it important?
So image segmentation, it's essentially the process of identifying and outlining specific regions or objects within an image.
So if you have an image of a cell,
right,
Metimage Parse could identify the nucleus, the cytoplasm.
Oh, exactly. Or if you have an image of the heart, it could outline the different chambers, the valves.
So it's like creating a very precise digital map of the image.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And this is really important for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
For example, if you're trying to measure the size of a tumor,
you need to know exactly where it begins and ends.
Right. You need that precise segmentation, or if you're planning surgery,
you need to know the exact location of critical structures.
Exactly. So you don't accidentally damage them during the procedure.
So it's really about precision and accuracy.
Absolutely. And what makes MedImage Parse so valuable is that it can work across a wide range of imaging modalities. Mm-hmm. X-rays, CT scans, MRIs, ultrasounds.
Even dermatology images and pathology slides.
Yeah, it's incredibly versatile.
That's amazing. And you mentioned that it can be fine-tuned for specific applications.
Right, so you can take the general capabilities of MedImage Parse and then train it on a specific data set.
So let's say you wanted to use it to segment tumors in liver scans.
Right.
You could train it on a data set of liver scans that have already been segmented by expert radiologists.
Exactly. And that would give you a highly accurate and efficient tool for segmenting liver tumors in the future.
That's incredible. So basically, it's like giving the model a crash course in a particular area.
Exactly. And it learns very quickly.
And by providing this kind of foundational capability for image segmentation, MedImage Parse is really empowering developers to build all sorts of specialized AI applications.
Yeah, it's like a building block for a whole ecosystem of innovative healthcare solutions.
Now, apart from these models that Microsoft has developed themselves, the Azure AI Model Catalog also includes models from various partners.
Right, and this is where things get really interesting.
What kind of things are these partners bringing to the table?
Well, we're seeing a lot of models that are focused on very specific clinical needs. For example, there are models designed for deep analysis of digital pathology slides.
Okay.
Which can be incredibly helpful for pathologists because these slides are incredibly complex.
Yeah. I mean, you're looking at cells and tissues at a microscopic level.
Exactly. And there's a lot of potential for the AI to pick up on subtle patterns and anomalies that a human eye might miss.
So it's like having an AI assistant helping to make sure nothing gets overlooked.
Exactly.
And are there other areas where these partner models are making an impact?
Oh, absolutely. There are models focused on accelerating biomedical research.
Okay.
You know, helping scientists analyze huge data sets of genomic information or protein structures.
And potentially leading to new drug discoveries or a better understanding of disease mechanisms.
Exactly. And there are even models designed to improve the sharing of medical knowledge among healthcare professionals.
So making sure that doctors have access to the latest research and best practices.
Exactly. And it's really exciting to see this kind of collaborative ecosystem developing where Microsoft is providing the platform and the partners are bringing their unique expertise to create these specialized solutions.
Now, you mentioned a couple of specific partners, Paige.ai and Providence Healthcare.
Yeah, those are two great examples.
What are they doing?
So Paige.ai is a company that's really been a pioneer in the field of computational pathology.
Okay.
They've developed some very sophisticated AI models for analyzing digital pathology slides. And they're making those models available through the Azure AI catalog.
So a pathologist could use a Paige.ai model to get a second opinion on a particularly challenging case.
Exactly. Or to help them identify potential areas of concern that they might have otherwise missed.
And what about Providence Healthcare?
Providence is a large healthcare system, and they've been doing a lot of work on developing AI models for clinical decision support.
So helping doctors make better decisions about diagnosis and treatment.
Exactly. And they're also contributing those models to the catalog so other healthcare organizations can benefit from their expertise.
That's fantastic. So for our listeners who are interested in learning more about all the different partner models that are available, where should they go?
The best place to start is definitely the model catalog page within the Azure AI Foundry documentation.
Okay.
It provides a comprehensive overview of all the models that are currently offered by Microsoft's partners.
So to sum up what we've covered today, we've really delved into this exciting new development in healthcare AI, the emergence of these specialized models within Microsoft's Azure AI Foundry.
Right.
And the key takeaway here is that these models are designed to go beyond just processing text. They're built to understand and reason across a wide range of healthcare data.
Images, genomics, signals, clinical records, you name it.
Exactly. And this is really providing a foundation for creating truly innovative healthcare solutions.
Solutions that have the potential to transform the way we diagnose and treat diseases.
Absolutely. Now thinking about the future, with the ability of these models to integrate and analyze so many different types of medical data, what are some of the unexpected ways that this technology could really revolutionize personalized healthcare or accelerate medical discoveries?
That's a great question. I mean, the possibilities are really limitless.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about some of the more obvious applications like improving diagnosis and treatment.
Right.
But what about things like predicting disease risk before symptoms even appear?
Yeah, that's a really fascinating area. You know, using AI to identify individuals who are at high risk for developing certain conditions so we can intervene early.
And potentially prevent the disease from developing in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or what about using AI to develop personalized treatment plans?
Tailored to an individual's unique genetic makeup and lifestyle factors.
Right. That's the promise of precision medicine.
It's an incredibly exciting time to be following this field.
It really is. And for those of you listening who want to dig deeper into the specifics of these models and their potential applications, I highly recommend checking out the resources that we've mentioned in the show notes.
Especially the model catalog and the documentation for each of the first-party models that we discussed.
There's a wealth of information there to explore.
All right, thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive into the world of multimodal healthcare AI.
My pleasure. It's been a great conversation.
Until next time, stay curious.